Now, I know you Yale guys are smart. So what can I tell you that you don't already think you know? I can tell you something of the world as I see it. 3 days ago, in my role as Middle East envoy, I stood in the heart of Bethlehem. On one side of me lay the concrete barrier which now separates Israel and Palestine. On the other, the historic birthplace of Jesus and the land of Palestine beyond. A few days before that, I was in Jericho. And if you look up from the town center, to the left is the Mount of Temptation, where Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights. And to the right, you can see Mount Nebo, where Moses looked down on the promised land. And right in front of you is the Valley of Jordan. And my guide, a Muslim, turned to me and said, "Moses, and Jesus, Muhammad, why in God's name do they all have to come here?" But in God's name they came. And for centuries their followers have waged war in the name of prophets whose life work was in pursuit of peace. Today, though, the land that encompasses Israel and Palestine, which is small, has a conflict which symbolizes the wider prospects of the entire vast region of the Middle East and beyond. And there the forces of modernization and moderation battle with those of reaction and extremism. And the shadow of Iran looms large.